What would you call a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide? Not living close enough to the ocean. Unless you have been to the ocean a good deal.
Flows in and out with the tide.
Don't worry about it. What would you call an area that a stream has eaten out, and you know, you come up on it and it's like a stream bed, and,
mm-hmm.
and it's dry, it no longer has water in it. What would you call that? When you get into it, you put that out.
Garlic.
Another word for it?
Let's see. We'll call it a ditch.
Okay. What do you call two mules that you might use to draw a cart?
Okay, a team.
A team of what?
Mules.
A team of mules? What if you have oxen?
An ox team or a team of oxen.
If you didn't know how to ride, you would say, I have never ridden a horse. Everyone around here likes to
ride
horses. Last year, he
rode horses.
Alright, very good. He fell off the horse. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell
off the horse.
You have some horses, mules, and cows now.
Now,
if you were hungry, you'd have to go out and pick up from
Facebook.
If you're going to feed the hens and turkeys and geese that you don't happen to have on the farm, you're going to feed
them with the chickens.
About those turkeys and all the rest.
Mm-hmm. I myself would feed my birds.
If it's your time to feed them, you stop and do your chores. How do you say what time it is? It's time.
Feeding
time. Now you hear your cow waiting your horse name, and you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to
feeding
time. The goat comes from the pasture. How would you call a cow? I'm going to put a big question right there to you. We'll leave those farmers for themselves. If you were calling, if you wanted to stop a horse, do you want to drive horses?
No.
If you wanted to stop a horse, what would you say?
Well, from the book probably, they say no.
How do you think you'd call pigs if you had confused?
I say, hey, Marvin. My son looks like a pig.
No.
That's how it goes for both.
What would you say